You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Thursday, September 2, 2021. Almost is never enough. EPNG outage worsens gas transportation constraints to the U.S. West. Published by Jason Ferguson. The U.S. West Coast natural gas market is at the forefront of the energy transition, but regional natural gas prices are instead signaling the need for construction of new-build gas pipeline capacity to the region. Without it, markets west of the Permian Basin have been hard-pressed to take advantage of the supply growth in West Texas and have struggled to consistently maintain adequate natural gas supplies for some time now. To make matters worse, last month a segment of El Paso Natural Gas Pipeline, EPNG, a primary artery for moving Permian gas west, experienced a rupture, further tightening supplies. Today, we highlight the major market impacts and longer-term implications of the pipeline blast and subsequent flow restrictions. Natural gas transportation constraints and supply shortages have been building for a while now along the West Coast, particularly in California. The Golden State has experienced radical shifts for the better part of the past decade, from the permanent shutdown in 2013 of the 2,250-megawatt San Onofre nuclear facility, see Plamia Song's Mr. Generator Man and California Schemin, a major power source for the Los Angeles metro area, to an aggressive expansion of renewable energy, first wind, then a lot of solar, see Here Comes the Sun and California Dreamin', which also involves shutting down older, less efficient gas-fired power plants and regulatory restrictions on SoCalGas's Aliso Canyon gas storage facility at one point after it sprung a leak in 2015. Just this July, Pacific Gas and Electric Company, PG&E, also reclassified 51 BCF of working gas in storage to reflect accounting changes authorized in a 2019 rate case. Working gas is available to utilities to call on, while base gas is the permanent inventory required to maintain the pressure and integrity of the storage reservoir, so the reclassification further reduced gas supply availability within the state. These changes have made the region vulnerable to gas shortages, transportation and storage constraints, power outages and price spikes, particularly during extreme weather, see electrical storm. All in all, they have lowered gas usage in the region but, counterintuitively, not the need for inflows of gas from other regions or gas prices. What's more, price volatility in the local gas market has increased. Case in point, prices at the SoCal CityGate pricing hub have spiked to double or triple digit prices 37 times in NGI's historical daily price data, which goes back to October 2008 for this particular hub, 35 of those times just since 2018. That brings us to the latest disruption putting the squeeze on Western gas supplies, the explosion last month on EPNG. A section of the Line 2000 segment near Coolidge, Arizona, exploded early on August 15, killing two people. EPNG, as we said earlier, is a critical and hefty piece of the transportation capacity connecting the Southwest markets, from West Texas to the Southern California border. We discuss the region's infrastructure and pipeline flows in depth in our recent 8,000 Miles from Henry blog series, and as we noted there, westbound flows from the Permian have been on the rise for several years now, and more than that, EPNG flows near capacity much of the time. So an outage like that can trigger a significant market impact. In particular, the blast prompted EPNG to restrict Permian flows west into the desert Southwest markets by about 0.6 BCF per day. Those limits remain in place and EPNG flows west averaged 1.55 BCF per day last week, according to our Nat Gas Permian report, compared to 2.15 BCF per day in the first 2 weeks of August. The restrictions on Line 2000 also led EPNG to reduce line pressures on the segment all the way back to its origins in the Permian starting August 26. Those reductions sent flows west on Line 2000 from the Permian to zero and reduced the capacity of Line 2000 backhaul volumes to Wink in West Texas. As a result, some processing plants in the Permian's Delaware subbasin that produce into the segment trimmed their output, reducing production receipts on EPNG by about 0.35 BCF per day near the end of last week. Some of that gas likely was rerouted to other residue pipelines in the Delaware, including Whitewater Midstream LLC's Agua Blanca pipeline and Energy Transfer LP's Red Bluff Express. However, there is no way of knowing those volumes, given that these are intrastate systems not regulated by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and therefore not required to disclose information on gas flows and pricing. The EPNG incident exacerbated already tight conditions in the West caused by an ongoing drought and record heat. the constraint sent spot gas prices soaring in the region, according to NGI. Cash prices at the El Paso South Mainline/North Baja Hub spiked to $7.425 per million BTU, up more than $3 per million BTU, on August 16, the first day of trading after the incident, resulting in the hub having a $3.50 premium to Henry Hub that day. The SoCal border average and Citygate prices similarly spiked the same day to $6.33 per million BTU and $7.65 per million BTU, respectively, to premiums of $2.40 to $3.75 per million BTU above Henry, while Waha remained relatively stable. The Western price hubs retreated quickly in the days that followed. But as the August 26 restrictions came into play, along with another round of hot weather, prices and their premiums to Henry again jumped. Pricing has strengthened along regional natural gas forward curves as well, providing a key signal for pipeline developers looking to build takeaway capacity. For example, the SoCal border average forward basis, the difference to the U.S. benchmark Henry Hub futures, for October and the winter strip climbed an average of about 36 cents from August 13 to August 16, and has picked up another 24 cents since then. As of September 1, October basis was at about plus 79 cents per million BTU, while the winter strip, November 2021 to March 2022, averaged plus $1.52 per million BTU, according to NGI's forward look. The summer 2022 strip, April to March, has also climbed 25 cents since the incident and was at about plus 74 cents per million BTU. SoCal Citygate forward basis trades at a premium to the border point and the winter strip averaged $3.53 per million BTU September 1, while the summer 2022 strip averaged $2.09 per million BTU. By contrast, Waha basis as of September 1 was at around minus 24 cents per million BTU for October. Forward look data showed at just barely a premium to Henry on average for the winter strip, and at a discount to Henry of about 38 cents per million BTU for next summer. EPNG has not indicated when Line 2000 may be repaired, though we would assume service will be restored in the weeks ahead, given the pipeline's importance to the region. However, in our view, risks to the gas supply picture in the desert southwest will likely remain even after repairs are completed, especially since the age of the EPNG system and the fact that it often runs near capacity make even small outages impactful. Furthermore, though many states in the region have a strong affinity for renewable generation, the most recent data shows that demand for natural gas in California and Arizona to date this year is essentially flat from 2020. That suggests the easy gains in reducing fossil fuel consumption in the West may have hit a wall. To that end, California Governor Gavin Newsom in July directed the state's Department of Water Resources, DWR, to work with other state agencies to develop projects that would expand energy supply and storage and mitigate the potential for energy shortages. These projects are part of California's broader efforts to safeguard the energy grid in the face of climate-induced drought, wildfires, and extreme heat waves. The DWR in August began the process of procuring four temporary, natural gas-fired power generators that will be deployed at two locations in Northern California, two units at a site in Roseville and two others in Yuba City. They are expected to be in operation until the end of 2023, at which time they may be deployed to other locations. The temporary generators will be placed at existing power generation sites so they can feed directly into the grid as needed at the direction of the California Independent System Operator and Western Area Power Authority. Each gas-fired unit will be able to produce roughly 30 megawatts and will have the capability of running on a blend of up to 75% hydrogen in the future, depending on hydrogen availability, according to DWR. While financial markets are clearly indicating an incentive to construct new-build natural gas pipeline capacity into the markets west of the Permian, actually building that capacity is anathema in the current political environment. Still, natural gas price spikes in the region look increasingly likely in the years ahead unless a way is found to bolster gas supply reliability in the desert southwest. Almost as Never Enough was written by Ariana Grande, Harmony Samuels, Carmen Reese, Al Sherrod Lambert, Alani Akinpilu, and Moses Samuels. The song by Ariana Grande, featuring a duet with Nathan Sykes, appears as the second song on the Mortal Instruments' City of Bones original motion picture soundtrack. A single from the film was released in August 2013 and went to number 82 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. The soundtrack album was released in conjunction with the film in August 2013 and went to number 32 on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart. Grande released a longer version of Almost Is Never Enough as the 10th cut on her debut album, Yours Truly. Recorded between July 2011 and June 2013, The album was produced by Harmony Samuels, Babyface, Antonio Dixon, The Rascals, Tommy Brown, Matt Squire, Ricky Offord, Mika, Greg Wells, and Jason Nevins. Released in September 2013, the LP went to number one on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart and has been certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. Three singles were released from the album. Ariana Grande is an American singer and actress. She started her career at the age of 15 with a supporting role in the Broadway musical 13. She has released six studio albums, one live album, one compilation album, two EPs, and 52 singles. She has had roles in seven films, 23 television shows, and two Broadway productions. She has won three American Music Awards, nine ASCAP Awards, two Billboard Music Awards, one Brit Award, two Grammy Awards, and seven MTV Video Music Awards. Grande cites Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston as her biggest vocal influences. She still records and is currently a judge on the television talent show, The Voice.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.